After considering the totally interconnected mathematics of all things, one scientist mused that God must be a mathematician. A more proper way to say it would be that God is math, just as God is love, just as God is light, just as God is true science, just as God in Christ Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The things mentioned and so much infinitely more are all attributes of God. James 1:17 reads, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Intimate knowledge of God is required if we are to have abundant life here and eternal life in the oh-so-close hereafter. The answers to all the questions in the universe, down to the one that directly impacts your life, are answered by the God of the Bible, who knows all things. The intimate knowledge of God is only known by His children, and His children are those who are born into His house. Jesus declares this dazzling truth. In John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Have you been born again? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Are you looking for solutions to your life's problems? Would you like to have all your sin and shame expunged from your record as though you never participated in evil? God said, man said, has glorious news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus Now for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. This is God Said, Man Said, feature article number 474 that declares the full veracity of the majority text authorized King James Version of the Holy Bible from the six 24-hour days of creation and 6,000-year-old earth to Armageddon and eternal life in Christ Jesus. These 474 subjects are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday evening, God willing, they grow by one. Be of good cheer, saints. God's word is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, the smoke is clearing. God said, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. God said, Psalms 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Man said, according to George Wald in The Physics and Chemistry of Life, one has only to contemplate the magnitude of this task to concede that the spontaneous generation of a living organism is impossible. Yet here we are, as a result, I believe, of spontaneous generation. Now the record. In spite of the obvious truth of the Word of God and the absolute absurdity of spontaneous generation, carnal men cling to the impossible. Scientist Francis Crick, on the subject of life and pure chance, had this to say in his book, Life Itself, Its Origin and Nature. If a particular amino acid sequence was selected by chance, how rare an event would this be? This is an easy exercise in combinatorials. Suppose the chain is about 200 amino acids long. This is, if anything, rather less than the average length of proteins of all types. Since we have just 20 possibilities at each place, the number of possibilities is 20 multiplied by itself some 200 times. This is conveniently written 20 to the 200th power, and it's approximately equal to 10 to the 260th power, that is 1, followed by 260 zeros. Moreover, we have only considered a polypeptide chain of rather modest length. Had we considered longer ones as well, the figure would have been even more immense. The great majority of sequences could never have been synthesized at all at any time. End of quote. This is part 4 in the ongoing series, It is Pure Chance. In this feature, we will highlight another short string of miraculous revelations in God's Word. These marvels are certified by archaeology, history, biology, geology, paleontology, probability, etc. When confronted with these perplexing contradictions to their anti-God positions, the anti-God crowd, after twisting and turning and looking for cover, write them off as coincidence or pure chance, etc. This feature will list the miraculous truth from the Word of God, and then a list. Then we'll list a feature or two for your perusal. Get your seatbelt on. We're ready to go. It's just a coincidence that God's Word teaches a 6,000-year-old earth whose inhabitants were destroyed by a global flood over 4,000 years ago, and that Mount St. Helens erupted May 18, 1980. Dr. John D. Morris writes, "Earth features that had been considered to have taken long ages to be accomplished were seen to happen rapidly, almost instantaneously." Dr. Morris listed the following. Up to 6,000 feet of water deposited sediments, which look strikingly like those found worldwide in the greater geological record. A deep, eroded canyon through those sediments that has been dubbed the Little Grand Canyon. Fresh basalts that are dated by radiometric means to be over 2 million years old. A log mat of about 4 million trees, a forest that was catastrophically ripped from the ground and is now floating in a nearby lake. A thick peat layer accumulating under the mat that is poised to become a coal deposit. Upright floating logs that have the signature appearance of the petrified forest at Yellowstone National Park. End of quote. It's just pure chance that God took a rib from Adam and created our great-grandmother Eve. Consider this excerpt from Adam's rib on God Said, Man Said. Why a rib? For one thing, when bone grafting is necessary, one's own rib is the most likely candidate to contribute. This ideal candidate is full of bone marrow. Bone marrow is a spongy tissue found inside bones, but super-power-filled bones such as the breastbone, skull, hip, spine, and ribs actually contain stem cells that manufacture the body's red and white blood cells. White blood cells defend against disease, and red blood cells bring oxygen and nourishment to the body and remove waste products. God chose a rib. In a 2003 article in Science News titled, From Bone to Brain, and subtitled, Transplanted Male Bone Marrow Makes Nerve Cells in Women and Girls, the following excerpts were taken. An unusual study of the brains of women and girls who had received transplants of bone marrow from men indicates that marrow cells can transform into nerve cells. Researchers found that each female brain had nerve cells containing a Y chromosome, presumably derived from the transplanted bone marrow. Over the past several years, numerous research groups have reported that bone marrow, the source of a person's blood cells, can transform into cells of the skin, muscle, heart, liver, and even brain. End of quote. Just pure chance, that God chose a rib. It's just a coincidence that God commanded the removal of all foods affected by yeast from the diet of his followers for 7 days every year in the spring. Candida albicans, commonly known as yeast infection, affects hundreds of millions globally, wreaking tremendous harm to the human body. It's just a coincidence that foundational to the medical world's remedy for Candida albicans is 7 days of strict abstinence from all foods containing yeast. It's just pure coincidence that God's Word declares that He destroyed the ancient Tower of Babel, confounded their language, scattered the people abroad, and that the following excerpt is from God Said, Man Said, and it reads, George Smith, the staff member of the British Museum who translated the Babylonian account of the flood, published the following mind-boggling transaction of an ancient fragment found in the excavations. This is what the Babylonians had written. The building of this temple offended the gods. In a night, they threw down what had been built. They scattered them abroad and made strange their speech. The progress then impeded. Imagine, this is the Babylonians' account, not the Holy Bible. End of quote. It is just pure chance that the Bible declares that God spoke the universe into existence with words, and that science now knows that DNA, the building block of life, is directed by a four-letter alphabet that directs the construction of life in sentences, paragraphs, and chapters. Just pure chance. It's just a coincidence that the Bible says Jonah, of Jonah and the whale, went to the people of Nineveh to prophesy over their impending judgment and how they repented and turned to God, and that history records the following. G.C. Elders cites history reporting a sweeping religious reform in Nineveh at approximately the time of the preaching of Jonah. History records that the city turned monotheistic, which means they worshiped one God. These historians claim this one God was known by the Assyrians as Nebo, who was the one they claimed invented the arts and sciences and understood all the mysteries connected with literature and the art of writing. The true God of creation, of course, created all such things, and his national name in Scripture is Jehovah. He is actually known as the Word. End of quote. It's just a coincidence that the God of the Bible teaches that man and dinosaurs walked the earth contemporaneously, and that the following paragraph is found on God Said, Man Said. Roland Byrd, a paleontologist from the American Museum of Natural History, examined rocks bearing remarkable human footprints that were discovered in a Cretaceous, claimed to be around 100 million years old, limestone formation near Glen Rose, Texas. The following is his statement as published in a 1939 issue of Natural History. Yes, they apparently were real enough, real as rock could be, the strangest things of their kind I had ever seen. On the surface of each was splayed the near likeness of a human foot, perfect in every detail, but each imprint was 15 inches long, end of quote. Just a coincidence. It's just pure chance that approximately 500 years before Christ, the prophet Zechariah prophesied in chapter 13, verse 6, "And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends," and that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ fulfilled it perfectly. It's just a coincidence that nearly 800 years before Christ, the prophet Amos wrote in chapter 8, verses 9 and 10, "And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day, and I will turn your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation, and I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the morning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day." And that Jesus Christ fulfilled it in Matthew chapter 27, verse 45. "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour." And it's just a coincidence that the following is found in Grant Jeffrey's book, Jesus, the Great Debate. Thallus and Phlegon, two pagan historians who lived in the first century, both reported an unusual darkness that blotted out the sun for 3 hours during the Passover in the year A.D. 32, the year of Jesus' crucifixion. These reports confirm that the prophecy of Amos and Matthew's historical records are accurate. End of quote. The Word of God is true. It really is a place to build a life. God said, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." God said, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6, "Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." God said, Psalms 14:1, "The fool has said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Man said, according to George Wald in The Physics and Chemistry of Life, "One has only to contemplate the magnitude of this task to concede that the spontaneous generation of a living organism is impossible. Yet here we are as a result, I believe, of spontaneous generation. Now you have the record."